slave I tore with his hands. Did you know that your baby boy among the angels tried? You kiss your little baby. You stripped the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
This song because it gives us a chance to praise the Lord. And isn't that what Amen. We're here to do today? Praise
yes.
the Lord. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
We just want to worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Let's sing that again. Come. Feel free to join us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before
Kneel
him.
Kneel down before him.
Sing with us. And worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
And we're going to sing Emmanuel. Can we say
Emmanuel.
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 Won't you help me say Has God been good to you?
Yes.
Sing
Emmanuel.
Help me say.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Sing
by Emmanuel.
God is on our side.
Emmanuel.
Won't you raise your hands and just sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
We worship you.
We worship you.
When praises go up, blessings have to come down.
We worship you.
Let's sing it again. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before
Kneel
him.
Kneel down before him.
And we're just going to worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Adore him. Worship him. Let's sing it again. You should know the song now. Come.
Come,
let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
It doesn't matter what you're going through. Just kneel down.
Kneel down before him.
And let's worship and adore him.
worship and adore him.
Can you say
Emmanuel?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Has God been good to you?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Raise your hand and sing.
Emmanuel.
Lift your voices to the Lord.
Emmanuel.
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 I know he's been good to me.
Emmanuel.
Did you have burdens on your shoulder this week that you thought you had no room to
Emmanuel.
Bear? Did he lift those burdens off of your shoulders? Then I don't know why you're not singing. Sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's been good to you.
Oh. Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. We praise you, Lord.
Emmanuel.
We worship you.
We worship you.
I dare you to praise him even in the midst of your trials.
We worship
the Lord has to come through. Just ask him.
We worship you.
Just sing, we worship you.
We worship,
worship
you.
With us. Just sing, we worship you.
We worship you.
We worship you. You know, this is a season of giving and the season of receiving. And as we think about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for us this year, I just want to share my testimony. Elder Carlisle earlier was wanting testimonies, but you know, sometimes God gives us gifts more. He gives us more than just financial gifts. You know, we always like that check in the mail type of gift, you know. But I just thank God that he's allowed me to sow some good seeds along the way. You know, they haven't all been good seeds. But some of them have been good seeds. And when we lived in Huntsville, you know, the Lord blessed us. I was able to leave there and with a good reputation. And I'm not bragging. I'm just bragging on the goodness of the Lord. It's important to everywhere you go to leave a good reputation. Because you never know when you're going to come back to that same place. And you're going to need somebody. You know what I'm talking about? Everywhere you live. And so I just want to give this testimony of praise to the Lord. I went back to Huntsville just recently with Elder Carlisle and Elder Davis. And I knew I was short on funds. And so, but the Lord blessed. I was able to call a friend. And he said, yeah, come on over. I happen to have an extra room in my house. So there goes my hotel cost. Then I said, well, I'm going to have to get a car because I'm going to have to get around once I get out there. And he said, well, my mother's here, and she don't like driving cars when there's a light on in the car.
you know, she's one of these, and I'm used to driving cars with the lights on, you know. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You know how when your car needs servicing, how the check light comes on, and you know you got a little ways to go, so you just ignore that light. And then another light comes on and says, well, you know, it's time for servicing. And so I already know this because I've been in some cars before. So you ignore that light, and pretty soon it looks like a Christmas tree up there in your car, and you still driving around your car. You know it needs to be serviced, but you don't have the money yet. So you're going to wait a little while on it until it just breaks down. So anyway, he says, my mother is here, and she don't like driving cars with the lights on. She just panics, you know. I don't want no lights on. That car needs to go to the shop. So, you know, the car had three lights on. And he said, well, Pastor Mackey, you can drive it if you want. I said, fine, I ain't got no problem driving a car with lights on. I was able to drive a car when I went to Huntsville. I stayed free, didn't have to pay the hotel, he had a full tank of gas in the car. I was able to drive around in the car without, and it was a nice car, Lexus, you know, it was nice. And God blessed me, and then I tried to give him some money. Before I left, I pulled out a $100 bill, and I said, well, here, man, just take this. Because, you know, you've been letting me stay here and eat, you know, it's food in the refrigerator, and I'm eating and making myself at home. And so he wouldn't take the money. He said, no, man, you're not going to steal my blessing. I said, well, all right, if you don't take it, you know, then I'll put it back in my wallet. So today I said, all right, well, if you don't want to take it, I'll give it to Jesus. So I was able to give $100 more today for Jesus because he already blessed me in Huntsville. See, sometimes, you know, you can't beat God's giving. I could have kept $100 and said, you know, I'm going to keep it. It's just another $100 I can keep. But, you know, I'm going to give it back to God today. I'm going to give it back because he had already blessed me in Huntsville. He gave me a place to stay free. He gave me a car to drive free. It was food in the refrigerator. It was gas in the gas tank. I didn't have to pay a dime. The only thing I paid for was the flight there and back. That's the only thing I paid for when I went to Huntsville. So God is good. That's my testimony about how good God is. So the question is, what can we give back to God? What can we give back to him today? I'm giving him my life, my service. I'm giving him an extra $100 a day because I saved that $100 in Huntsville. But here the psalmist cries out, what shall I render? And I remember Alvin Jackson. Remember Brother Jackson? Brother Jackson, some of you don't remember him, but Brother Alvin Jackson, I was a little boy, Bobby, you remember Brother Alvin Jackson, and he was a faithful elder. He used to get up here every Sabbath, and he'd take up the offering, Brenda. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? And I remember hearing that. My little ears at 8, 5, 6, 7 years old used to hear that all the time on Sabbath, and now I know what it means. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? He says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Psalms 116, 12, and 13. So when you translate that into Christmas, Jesus gives us the gift of himself. And we ask now, what can I render unto Jesus for all the benefits of his fellowship? And here's the answer. Ask him for his help. That's the gift he wants. Ask him for his help. And the reason Christ wants this is because he always wants to get the glory while we get the benefit. Amen? Glory comes to him when we depend on him rather than trying to enrich him. See, if we come to him with gifts as though he needed something, then we put him in the position of a needy person. And we're the benefactors. He always wants to be the one who is infinitely self-sufficient. Therefore, the only gifts that we can bring Jesus are the gifts of praise. Somebody said it today. Praise. He inhabits our praise and thanksgiving, our longing and our neediness. I just thank God for our choir. You know, I've heard people say, you know, Pastor Matt, I just come because I like the praise time. Some people need to come and they feel blessed when they can stand and praise God. Just doing our praise and worship time, they get blessed. God inhabits our praise. See, a fountain is not glorified by us hauling buckets of dirty water up to the mountain and pouring them in. A fountain, which is a spring of a spring in a mountain, pure water, is glorified rather by us lying down at the edge of the stream, putting our face in it, drinking our fill, and getting up and saying, ah, that was good. That's called worship. Then we take a bucket. We dip it in that cool water. We walk down the hill to the people in the valley who don't know that the spring exists. And we say, hey, brother, taste this. Taste this cool water. And he may say, well, where is it? He said, well, it's right up there. It's over at Southside. It's over at Southside on the corner of on 1333rd Street where that water is flowing. And his name is Jesus. The kind of gift that the fountain wants is drinkers, because then he looks truly overflowing, rich, and self-sufficient. And that's exactly what he wants to look like. We can't bring Jesus. He has everything in the world. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. But you say, well, but aren't we giving to God what when we give to the poor? Yes, but what is the something? Jesus is clearly in heaven today. He's already risen triumphant and supplying everything we take to the poor. He takes care of the poor. That's absolutely a clear teaching. He says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So if you have anything to take to a prisoner, any clothing to be put on the naked, any drink to give to the thirsty, any fellowship to give to the refugee, you're getting that from Jesus. He's the source. You can't be enriching Jesus. So what are you giving to Jesus? You're giving him glory. You're giving him honor. You're giving him tribute. And in the text, remember that in this text, Jesus calls those beneficiaries my brethren. That means that if you give to the poor, then you're choosing to bless at your own cost, the brothers of Jesus. You're treating them with honor because they belong to Jesus. Jesus doesn't need the food or the money or the clothing. What he delights in is receiving the honor that his name gets when we choose to say, it's his brothers that I'm going to love and sacrifice for. So as long as we talk about giving to Jesus in terms of Matthew 25:40, we should understand that what is happening there is that Christ is being honored, glorified, and valued because these are Christ's brothers that we are willing to serve. What are we giving? What can we give to Christ this Christmas? There's a few things we can give him. We can give him a little more time on our knees. We can give him a little more service. We can be faithful in our giving because he's been so good to us. We can give him a stronger faith. We can give him more prayer time. We can give him the gift of visitation, the gift of blessing somebody else. And in turn, he gets the glory. We get the benefit of giving, but he gets the glory. He gets the glory. So what I decided to do today, we just have some cards here. And maybe you've been blessed today and you're thinking about how good God has been to you this year. And you'd like to give back something to him. He doesn't need your dollar bills, even though that helps to help move the church along, but he wants a gift from your heart. He wants something that you're able to sacrifice for him. You're going to get it back. In fact, he's already given. He's already blessed you. He's already blessed you. But maybe there's something that you're leaving out. Maybe there's some time. There's a ministry that you want to do for him this year. You know you need to be a stronger father. You want to be a better mother this year. You want to be a more obedient child this year. You want to be a more faithful tithes payer this year. You want to give God some more time in his sanctuary this year. And I just want to give you that opportunity today. If I could just have the ushers come at this time, and we're going to close our service. We're not going to keep going on. We've been blessed here already. We've had wonderful music and poetry. I would just like to give these cards out to you. If you are sitting there today, and if you've been touched, if I could have Kemp, if you'd get on the organ today. If you've been touched, where's Pastor Kemp at? This affects his paycheck, you know. Where is Pastor Kemp? We want, I'm just kidding. We want to give back something to God. You know you've been a little selfish this year. Come on, we all been a little selfish this year. We've been selfish with our time. We've been selfish with our money. We've been selfish with our emotions. One gift may be, you know, I'm going to be more expressive this year, honey. I'm going to tell you I love you more. Some of you haven't said them words in years. I love you more. Maybe you want to be a better uncle. You want to be a better grandmother. You want to be a better cousin. You want to be a better father, a better mother. You want to be a better usher, a better elder this year. Just jot it down on that card. If you can just jot it down. It's coming from your heart. Nobody's going to read it. You don't have to put your name on it. Just jot it down. And by jotting it down, God takes note of it. He knows what you want. You want to give up. There's something you want to give up. That would be a gift to God. You want to give up your drinking habits. You want to give up your smoking habits to God. Just by faith. By faith, give it up this morning. You want to give up watching so much TV. You want to give up listening to that type of music that you know you shouldn't be listening to. That would be a wonderful gift to God. Then you could spend more time with him. You want to listen to a better quality of music rather than that old hip-hop stuff you've been listening to. You know, they got hip-hop Jesus music, too, I understand. You could replace that old hip-hop with the gospel hip-hop. You want to give Jesus, you want to spend less time on yourself. Maybe you spend too much time in the mirror. You spend too much time looking at yourself. You want to give some of that time. See, Satan, he wants our time. That's what he wants. He wants to edge out God in everything that we do. He wants to take all of our time that we have. Reading books we don't need to be reading. Looking at videos that we don't need to be looking at. Watching movies we don't need to be watching. That's time we could be spending with Jesus. Pick up your Sabbath school lesson and study that instead. Do something for your soul. Prepare your mind to meet him one day. Jot it down on that card. Jot it down. We're going to just give you a few minutes. Where's Pastor Kemp? He still ain't in here, is he? Oh, there he is. Pastor Kemp, I need a little music to go along with this session. You understand that. Just jot it down on a card, and we're going to collect them. We're going to collect them. What can you give Jesus? Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. And just like the poem Angela read says, we have to get ready. We're not getting ready for old Saint Nick. As happy and jolly as he is. We're getting ready for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come. I want my name on the book of remembrance. I want my name. I never want my name to be taken off that book of remembrance. Maybe you want to be have a more open ear to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to you. You want to ask for forgiveness more often. Just write it down on that card. Nobody will know what it is. It's between you and God. This is your gift to Jesus this year, this Christmas. Merry Christmas, Jesus. This is your Merry Christmas, Jesus gift. Just put it on the card. Put it on the card and we'll collect it. David says, what shall I render unto the Lord? What can I give the Lord back for all his benefits toward me? All these benefits toward me. Jesus wants you. He wants you. He wants your time. He wants a piece of your heart. He wants your mind. He wants your body. Give him the gift of a more healthier body this year. Give him a gift of a more, maybe you need to cut out some things in your diet. And that would be a wonderful gift to give back. He's given you this amazing body that's fearfully and wonderfully made. Give it back to him by taking care of yourself. Give it back to him. Our ushers are collecting those requests right now. God is going to get the glory. And praise God, he gives us the opportunity to receive the benefits. He doesn't need the benefits. He wants the glory. That's what he wants. The glory. We get the benefits. Praise God. Just slip it right into the offering plate. Make your commitment to God this year. Give your gift to Jesus this year. Praise God. Thank you, ushers, so much. Has God been good to you this year? Has he been good to you? Praise God. It's been a wonderful year. There's been some trials and some difficulties, but that's our journey to heaven. Paul says, I keep pressing toward the mark. I keep pressing. You'll have a few failures, but just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. Praise God.
Praise God. If God has been good to you, why don't we stand at this time? We're going to close. We have a special song. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to end with a special song. You can be seated. I'm sorry. You can be seated. I've gone ahead of myself, gone into the appeal and gone on out the door. Praise the Lord. Our special song will be by Sister Tracy Anthony and the choir. Praise the Lord. Come on up, Tracy. Praise the Lord and our choir. Praise God. Praise God.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Let me count them and name them one by one. I love you, God, because you first loved me. I love you, God, because you've proven to be everything I need. When everyone else turns against me, you're always by my side. You bring the warmth in the morning to shine on my face. The silver stars to light up the night. Your love is eternal and forever. I love you, God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With everything that is within me, there is none like you, O God. I love you forever, forever, you're my King.
We have church today? Amen.
Amen. We shall purify, and we shall purify the sons of Levi.
And he shall purify, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. They live in holiness, for they are set aside that they might glorify the Lord, rejoicing in his power to save. For he has made a way for them to yield their lives.
So he can purify that they
set aside that they might glorify the Lord, rejoicing in his power to save, for he has made a way for them to yield their lives.
So he can, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Thank you, thank you.